Psalm 78, verse 1 to 8. So we will focus on that passage today, and after the reading of these verses, I will start.
Psalm chapter 78, commencing at verse 1. O my people, hear my teaching, listen to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter hidden things, things from of old. What we have heard and known, what our fathers have told us, we will not hide them from their children. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, his power and the wonders he has done. He decreed statutes for Jacob and established the law in Israel, which he commanded our forefathers to teach their children, so that the next generation would know them, even the children yet to be born, and they in turn would tell their children. They would put their trust in God and would not forget his deeds, but would keep his commands. They would not be like their forefathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, whose hearts were not loyal to God, whose spirits were not faithful to him.
Today I would like to talk to you about what we will leave behind. I want to talk to you about the legacy. Each one of us, when we leave, and when we go and see the Lord, we will leave something behind. And the Church of Jesus Christ is always one generation short of extinction. What we do today, you and I, both as an individual or as a church leaders in church, will greatly affect our children and our grandchildren. We have an obligation before us to them and to the Lord as well, to be faithful in our witness and our work for the Lord. As you may have seen in the testimony, only one invitation from someone to my wife changed his life, her life completely. It was an invitation before him in the home office in Solihull, as she was doing the signature. And a great friend of mine with his wife invited her to come to church. And you know, don't estimate Lord's plan for anyone. Even a simple invitation can change someone's life into an ordinary person to a leader, because that's how Lord is working in people's lives. So we have an obligation before us. We need to be faithful in our witness to the work. We want the coming generation to know the glory of the Lord and the blessing that follow after that. In a simple way, in other words, you and I will be leaving something behind for the next generation. The important is, what will that legacy be? What our legacy looks like when we leave that behind? Then we can, if you understand that, if you answer this question well, we can better evaluate the lasting nature of our own life and calling and ministry. So, Lord has a plan for each one of you. You have a purpose. He has a purpose for your life. And you only the person who can fulfill that purpose, not someone else. So, believe in yourself and your calling from the Lord upon your life, because he is going to equip you to fulfill that mission. Maybe you don't know what is it at the moment, or you know, but Lord is willing to give you his desire to know you. We want to see a few examples of the Bible and to find out what people left behind. For example, Abraham and Isaac. As you may know, through the Old Testament, they traveled a lot. We can read their testimony and life story in Genesis chapter 13, verse 1 to 4, and also chapter 26. What is happening here? Abraham and Isaac wherever they traveled, they did two important things. They left behind altars and well. Altars they built with a stone in order to worship the Lord, and they dig well in order to receive water. So here is the important lesson for you and I. The altar, of course, speaks of their worship to God. The well reminds us of God's provision for our life and the next generation to come. You well know that Jesus also said, "I am the living water." He illustrates that water in order to say that I can give you water, give you life through the Holy Spirit and the presence of the Lord will refresh you if you be connected with Jesus and empowered with him through the life that he is giving to you. In fact, I want to just read one verse for you, which is in John chapter 4. That's in John chapter 4, verse 13 and 14. Let's see what Jesus is saying here. John chapter 4, verse 13 and 14. Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I gave them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water, welling up to the eternal life." That is what Jesus is offering us. If other pilgrims come and see the altar and the well that Abraham has digged, they desire to worship the Lord. They desire to drink the water and they will be refreshed. If we were to trace the journey, in other hand, if you look at the life of Israelite, how they respond to this calling, if we trace the journey of the children of Israel, unfortunately, we would find only mark of grave. The grave of refused to believe God will help them. God will help them to enter the land, the promised land. They kept rejecting God constantly. Their unbelief was so great that for the journey, just may took only 2-3 days, took 40 years. Can you imagine a journey? Well, I came from Stockport to here, 2 hours drive. I did a misturn, and then I quickly look at the navigation. So I just missed 5 minutes. I mean, that's not nothing, really. But you know, if you miss the turn, the junction, you miss the time. And you will get to your destination later. But for them was 40 years, brothers and sisters. 40 years. The generation kept dying. What they left behind was grave. Was that the purpose of God? Of course not. God wanted for them to leave something behind as a good legacy, worshiping the Lord, drinking the water. But Israelite was keep missing the whole point. So they were wandered in the wilderness for 40 years while the older generation died off. That was the history that they left behind. Funeral, that was, I can say, the longest funeral they ever had. For 40 years, they just kept watching generation dying after another, one another. So what a tragedy it would be if our generation were remembered only for its unbelief. It is a really tragedy, isn't it? We went to Turkey and we saw a lot of people coming from Iran. They make a journey. We have been there a few weeks ago. It was Easter time and it's a holiday season as well. They come and do a lot of shopping and go back. We had a great chance to do street evangelism and contributing a lot of literature for them, because we would like them to receive the good news, not only for them, but for their children when they go back home. And they were so open. We praise God for them. So how we need to trust God and obey Him by faith, lest we wander around, miss His best for our ministry and life, and leave behind dead memorial to our unbelief. My prayer is that this will not happen in our own time. We want to see great things the Lord is doing while we are alive. We want to see that the legacy that we're leaving, you and I, is pleasing the Lord. That's how Abraham and Isaac have done that. Another example, Paul said about David, like this, served his own generation, that is Acts 13:36. David served his own generation. How David did that? When we read David's life, what was David's legacy here? So for one thing, he left behind songs and musical instruments. So David wrote songs, which now these days we're using for meditating on God's character and helping us to bring to the presence of the Lord. So that's why David left behind. He was not perfect. We know that he have failed. But Lord used him in a tremendous way. So don't look at on your failure and saying that, I am nobody, I cannot leave anything worthy behind. Don't look at yourself like this. You are so important for the Lord. The gift that He gave you is so important. Try to use it. And David did. So he wrote a lot of songs and musical instruments for the worship of the Lord. The nation of Israel was better able now to praise the Lord because of the rich musical inheritance that King David left behind. It was David who organized the temple core, wrote much of the music, and even developed new instrument. The worship of God, my brothers and sisters, is so important in the heart of any church. Worshipping the Lord is playing the key role. Are we giving the generation to come equipment and knowledge about worshipping the Lord? My son is 9 years old. His name is Ryan. And he's kind of interested in drum. I never taught him any drum. I sometimes play piano and guitar. Not a professional way, but in somehow I realized that when he listened to the music, he followed the rhythm. And this is kind of gift that God, no one taught him. And he analyzed complex rhythm when you hear the music, contemporary music with the jazz on the background. So that was very interest us. So we got a drum kit for him, and now we have to upgrade a new model. So, because he's just, you know, when he's sitting in the church, we have a great band. Our church in Stockport is blessed by the musicians. We have violin, we have guitar, we have electric, we have drum. So it's just fantastic. We have a minister, music minister, that his whole family play music. So it's not like us, but church has been blessed. And when he was listening to the drum, he said, oh, that's interesting. So he just repeating. This is the gift that God gave you and many people. We have to invest on that. We remember that Lord is not forgotten you. So He remember you, your gift. So we try to focus on what God has given us instead of nagging and being negative about what we don't have. But instead, focusing on what God has gave us. So David has done that. Another example about a person who unfortunately left something behind which was not really good things. We remember Judas as a traitor, a hypocrite who was unfaithful for the Lord. But remember, Jesus was faithful to him. Jesus was obedient to the Father's will, even to the point of dying on the cross. Judas could come back and start serving the Lord, but instead he left the worst things that could possible behind as his legacy. So Lord is inviting all of us, you and I, to leave something behind. It's about our calling. As I mentioned, each one of you has a great purpose from the Lord. Your existence has a purpose. It is not by chance that you are here. From eternity, God has chosen you to accomplish His will. So try to understand, try to find out that will. Pray. And the church community will help you to find your gift. And then focus on that and develop that and leave something great for the next generation. You and I cannot avoid leaving an inheritance for the next generation. What we leave will either help them in their Christian walk or hinder them in the journey. It will either encourage their ministry or weaken them. The decision that we make, the example that we set before them, the spiritual walk that we do daily, all of these will help them to make up the legacy we leave for the next generation to follow. And why do we want to leave a rich spiritual heritage? You may ask, it's a difficult task. Can I just go ahead with my life and then, you know, day-to-day life? Yeah, we may do that. But that's not the purpose of your being here. God has a purpose for you. Why do we want to leave a rich spiritual heritage? Because in Psalm 78:7, we know that. The Word of God said that they may set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments. So we need to set a hope for them, for our new generation, that they always have their hope on Lord Jesus, in God Himself, and keep the commandments. So I would like to conclude with this, that Lord has a great plan for your life, regardless of your situation. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter how short you are from God's glory and standard. Lord is going to help you to accomplish His mission. It's not because you and I have a great talent or gift. It's because Lord is equipping us. When He calls us to do something, He provides things for us to do that. So I would like to remind you that put your hope in Lord Jesus Christ. You know that. It's just a gentle reminder that Lord is not forgotten us. He's thinking about our needs. He's thinking about the future that we have. And also He's thinking about the generation that He set before us to invest in them. So may Lord Jesus Christ bless you, and thank you for listening.